I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunlight dripping on my skin so fine. Ice cream melting, but that's just the sign that the world's alive and it's feeling divine. Feel the heat, it's a sweet kind of crime. Catch the beat, let it climb, let it climb. Best time is summer.
The weather, the bods, the beach. Everything was lava right now, including me. I looked lava. I had to. Jackson was gonna come today. We'd hung out twice before. Once at Kendall's pool party, the other time at Shay's pool party. His bod was tight. My bod was tight. Everyone knew if we got together, it would be tight. Tight was lava right now. I was sipping on a Blue Swoon, the Spike Seltzer sponsored by Travis Barker's Dog Walker. The tagline, it's got bite. Yeah, that's from me. I was the VP of sales for Blue Swoon. No big deal. A girl's gotta eat. And drink, if it's a Blue Swoon. Mercedes was sitting next to me complaining about her tan. She thought her legs were too brown and it made her look like a corn dog. I don't know what a corn dog is, but the gummies are kicking in and I'm not gonna let Mercedes' mood drag me down. Jackson was imminent and things were gonna tighten. Trish rolled over onto her belly and said,
"Will someone do my back?"
I hate Trish, but she's also my best friend and I would die for her. I kicked Mercedes in the ankle and told her it was her turn to wipe sunscreen on Trish's back. Mercedes said she shouldn't because her fingers were sore from getting a massage last night. I hate Mercedes, but she's also my best friend and I would die for her. Mercedes, that does not even make sense. How are you sore from getting a massage?
Because,
Mercedes said, sitting up,
Kyoko is a master masseuse and deep tissue is meant to unlock all your knots. That includes fingers.
She was holding up her shiny fingers as if I was going to be able to tell that they were sore.
You guys, I need to tan my back before Spencer shows up.
Trish was whining because she hooked up with Spencer last week at Lowe's pool party and today was the first time that they'd seen each other since they hooked up. I wasn't gonna move. My tan was on the brink of brilliance, and I'd rather die than move right now. Mercedes was being a bratty patty because she was worried that Spencer would bring Jag with him. Jag was Spencer's Scottish roommate who had hooked up with Mercedes at Porsche's pool party last weekend. Yeah, there was a lot of tension in the air. Me and Jackson, Trish and Spencer, Mercedes and Jag. That's the nice thing about being hot. It makes it easier to play it cool. If Jackson didn't show up, who cares? I had Chase as a backup. Me and Chase had hooked up last weekend at Tina's pool party. Chase's bod was so tight. It made Jackson's bod look less tight. Almost loose. I can't with a loose bod. It's like making out with Jell-O. Jell-O can never be lava. Too jiggly.
The boys are coming.
Jackson, Spencer, Jag, heading straight for us. Things are about to get lit. They all immediately offer to rub sunscreen on our backs. Gross, but so lava. Trish is crushed right now. Spencer only has 6-pack abs. Jag and Jackson both have 8-packs. How embarrassing. I'd crawl into the ocean if my hookup showed up with less than an 8-pack. Especially on July 4th. Jackson sits near me but immediately goes on his phone. Such a loser. Trying to make me jelly. He laughs and tells Spencer to look at what he just sent him. Spencer laughs. Trish asks,
"What's so funny?"
They both say the word nothing at the same time. Mercedes is on her phone too. Jag hates when Mercedes ignores him. He's casually flexing his thighs, but she refuses to look. He's so jelly. Jag knows that Mercedes hooked up with Drew at Enrique's pool party last weekend. Jag hates Enrique because Enrique hooked up with Jazz's ex at Uma's pool party last week. The tension right now is so lava. I'm a good host, so I offer everyone a Blue Swoon. Jag and Spencer accept my gift. Jackson says no. He's on a cleanse. I call him a loser and tell him I hate him. He says whatever, and then he flexes his neck. He knows I've got a thing for necks. What a dork. Trying to turn me on. Like, get over your neck already. But also the neck is lava and I'm like blushing. You can't tell because my Botox made my face permanently red. It's a constant blush. Everyone thinks I'm a big flirt, but it's just my bobo. Shout out to Dr. Something Something for making my face look like late 90s Sarah Michelle Gellar. I'm gonna take a dip. Jag takes off his tank and stands up.
Aren't you gonna wait for me?
Trish says. Meet me in there, he tells her. Oh my god, so awkward. Dipping without her? This is my dad's third divorce all over again. Trish gets up and jogs toward him in the water. It's hard for her to jog because of the breast implants. It added 25 pounds and sometimes she'll pass out from the extra weight when she goes running. It's worth it though, because her chest is so lava. Like a late 90s Jennifer Love Hewitt. We're all watching Jag and Trish awkwardly float near each other in the water. I call Jackson and Spencer creeps for staring. They say whatever at the same time, like losers. Now it's super awkward because we all want to go swimming, but it's like proper to ask your lady if she wants to go with you. But also like, you don't want to seem desperate because that's gross and something that an ugly person would do. There's no uggos at this beach. It's the hotspot for LA influencers. I'd tell you the location, but you might be ugly and ruin it, so let's just say it's not in Santa Monica. Spencer stands up. Mercedes gets nervous because she assumes he's going to ask if she wants to go into the water, but he doesn't. Instead, he just takes a selfie with no smile. Oh my god, mic drop. Who was that selfie for? Mercedes can't ask because that would make her seem jelly, but she wants to know so bad. We all do. Me and Jackson look at each other and raise our eyebrows. Our situationship is so much more lava than Mercedes and Spencer. They're awkward and immature. Me and Jackson are like sophisticated and educational. The two of us have been sitting near each other for almost 5 minutes and neither one of us has taken a selfie. That's like stuff that a married couple would do. Not that I'm in a rush to get hitched. I want to like enjoy myself a little bit before I settle down. Also, Candy is having a pool party next weekend and Ramon is going to be there, which is going to be super lava because we hooked up last week at Nico's pool party. And Ramon looks like late 90s Freddie Prinze Jr.
I'm going in.
Oh, snap. Mercedes just got up and walked into the ocean without waiting for Spencer. Damn. You could cut the tension with a vape pen. Spencer is trying to play it cool so he doesn't go in after her. He's just sitting here like some sort of regular person who works in an office and has to like make copies of stuff or whatever happens in those gross places. Bro, Jackson says. That said it all. Gauntlet has been thrown down. Spencer starts checking his phone. It's his only option. Pretend that it didn't happen. Me and Jackson look at each other again. We've only hooked up once, but we've got chemistry of a couple that has hooked up at least twice. And like, a good hookup too. Not like some schmeme hookup that people who worked in an office might have. I didn't notice until now that Jackson has a new tattoo. Two words. Stronger Things. But it's in the font of Stranger Things. I don't know what it means, but who cares? It's lava. They're like far out, Jackson tells us. It's true. Trish, Jag, and Mercedes are pretty far out there. I explain that's because of the low tide. Jackson is impressed with my brain. I hooked up with an oceanographer at Kristen's pool party last week and he told me that the tide gets low because of something that I don't know, but it's, he said he went to Harvard and I was trying to make Kristen jealous because I hate her, but also she's my best friend and I would die for her. They're like really far out. It's true. They're like really far out. Trish screams. Everyone stands up. She's running back onto the beach, followed by Mercedes. I get up to greet her and be a supportive woman. Trish is like seriously freaked out. It's hard to tell because her Botox makes her look scared at all times, but that's how freaked out she is right now. Even the Bobo can't hide it. What happened, Trish? What did Jag do? Trish is crying on my shoulder and she tells me that she felt something bite her foot. Probably a jellyfish, Spencer says, trying to sound smart. I tell Trish to sit down and lift up her foot so I can take a look at it. She does what I say because I'm her inspiration or whatever, and I see it on her foot. teeth marks.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Teeth marks? What kind of teeth?
Probably a jellyfish, Spencer says. Jellies don't have teeth. Read a book, bro, Jackson says, laughing while flexing. Trish is telling me how much it stings. I'm looking around for a lifeguard or an influencer who is sponsored by doctors. I don't see either one. She needs a feminine hero right now, so I tell her I'll go find a first aid kit. I ask Mercedes to take care of Trish while I'm gone, but Mercedes doesn't respond. She's looking at the ocean, confused. Mercedes, can you watch Trish or not?
You guys?
Mercedes says.
Where is Jag?
Everyone is looking at the ocean. Spencer puts down his phone. Jackson stops flexing his neck. All of our attention is on the ocean. Mercedes walks down to the ocean and we all follow her. Our eyes dart back and forth between the water and the sand. We can't spot him anywhere. Spence, will you call him? Spencer puts his cell up to his ear and lets it ring. He takes the phone away from his ear and looks at the bars. No reception. Bro, Spencer says, this beach is whack. How did you not get service in the water? Next time we're going to go to a beach with a budget. We keep walking. The tide is low. Real low. We've walked probably 40 yards before our feet are in the water. Mercedes stops and gives a little groan.
Gross,
she says. We all stop. I ask, what happened? She lifts up her foot and tells us she stepped on something.
It kind of looks like seaweed, only more red. And it has tentacles?
Trish is scared. She doesn't want to go into the water.
Wait, will you stay with me?
Trish is holding onto my arm and keeping me in the sand away from the water. I tell Trish I'll stay with her because we're women. Spencer and Jackson look at each other and nod. They've been waiting their whole lives for this moment. To look at each other and nod before doing something heroic. That's what happens when you watch all 15 Fast and Furious movies. Vin Diesel becomes your hero. They both charge into the water and dive in. Mercedes is nervous. She's pacing back and forth. We're trying to find Jag while also keeping an eye on Spencer and Jackson, who are calling out for Jag every time they pop out of the water. I finally take a step off the sand and let the warm ocean wave splash onto my foot. As my foot hits the ground, I feel a chill run up my leg. The bottom of my foot seems to slide down into a tiny patch of cool. It's squishy and sharp. I quickly lift up my foot and step backwards, assuming it was some gnarly seaweed on the top of a rock. Gross.
I thought they cleaned these ocean floors.
Luckily, the water is clear, so I can lean forward a smidge and see what it was I just stepped on. It wasn't seaweed. It wasn't a rock. It looks like a mouth. A mouth that is breathing slowly as it sucks water up and down before blowing it out. The gummy I took before is no joke, because this mouth, just a mouth, is expanding. As I begin to take out my phone, it scurries away further into the ocean. I feel something on my foot. When I look down, there's a nasty red goo sticking to my skin. It burns. I try rubbing it into the dry sand, and then Trish screams again. She grabs her other foot and hobbles in a circle before stumbling backwards onto the sand. I bend down towards her and ask her what happened.
It bit me again.
I do a quick scan around the sand, trying to find that mouth. The beach is usually safe. It's why only hot people use it. Trish tells me how much her foot hurts and asks why it keeps biting her. She thinks that's karma because she hooked up with TJ last weekend at Hunter's pool party, even though it was Hunter's birthday, and he thought they were gonna hook up because it was his birthday pool party. I tell Trish I think I just got bit too. We're comparing feet. This is the second time we've compared feet today. The teeth marks on my foot are bigger, but her nails look way better, so I guess nobody wins this round. I tell her we could go to see a doctor because my foot burns. As I reach my hand down to pick her up, another hand reaches up from below the sand. It jolts me and I fall backwards. I quickly sit up
and I see that there are now two hands reaching out from below the sand, wrapping around Trish, trying to pull her under. I dive forward and try pulling the hands off of her. The skin feels like rubber, slippery, but with this odd, sharp texture. It's burning Trish's skin. I yell for Mercedes to come over and help. For a moment, Mercedes just stands there in shock. I tell her to grab an arm. We're both using our legs to try to pull Trish's body up from the claws of these things. We finally manage to get her free. Trish is nauseous from shock and fear. More hands pop up from under the sand. They're reaching around for something to grab. All of the hands have these long, withered fingernails. We can see their arms more clearly now. The skin looks reptilian, dark green with these worm-like veins that wrap around the exterior. Mercedes screams. We all look down. A mouth. Just a mouth is emerging from beneath the sand. Jagged red teeth that seem to slide around. It opens wider. The black hole expands. We can hear screams. Mercedes scream. Trish's scream. This thing is mimicking screams when it breathes. And then another scream. This time it's from behind us. Spencer. He's waving for us to come out of the water. He saw something. We're screaming and waving for him to come out of the water towards closer to the shore. I feel something on my calf. It's another hand. Only this one seems to have extra fingers. It's digging its nails into my skin. I can feel it pulling my leg beneath the surface. My foot is being licked by something. Something cold, wet. Its tongue feels as if it's expanding and starting to swallow my whole foot. Trish tackles me out of grip and we both fall backwards onto the sand. We're almost on the shoreline now. Mercedes takes a step forward to help us until a litter of hands all spring up at once and grab her legs. She sinks into the sand. Below her knees are now invisible. Me and Trish both shoot up and try to help her, but she's dragged out towards the water. We're running after her as hands pop up from below the surface in seemingly every direction. The further we run, the more Mercedes is pulled out of our view. Spencer sees us running behind her and begins to run in our direction. After 20 or 30 yards, most of her body has been sucked under. We're desperately trying to reach in and pull her out, but she is now underwater. Spencer is trying to find some part of her to hold on to, but he can't get a good grip. All that remains is her face. Another mouth rises from under our feet. This one is larger. It unhooks its jaws and wraps its lips around Mercedes' face, pulling her down and out of our sights. Spencer is still holding on to something. He lets out a blood-curdling scream, and when he pulls his arm out of the water, it's gone. Next to his shoulder is a bloody stump. Spencer passes out into the water as shallow waves splash blood over his entire body. Me and Trish grab a leg and try pulling him away from the water until hands spring up and wrap around his chest. We try kicking the hands off, but they're too strong. They begin to pull Spencer below, folding his body in half. We can hear his bones breaking and spine snapping. Spencer's neck cracks in half and his head rolls to Trish's foot. The ground shakes, both of our feet are clenched by teeth. I fall to my knees, grab a nearby rock, and smash the mouth of whatever that has Trish's foot in its claws. Once Trish is free, she takes Spencer's head and begins smashing the mouth of the monster, which is sucking on my toes. We're both free and begin running desperately toward the shore, zigging and zagging away from the sinkholes being opened by mouths with those jagged red sliding teeth. Each time a new mouth opens, we hear Mercedes scream, begging for us to help. I stop. I turn around. Trish asks why. I say, Jackson, we can't just leave him. And then another hole opens up right in front of us. It is mammoth. The size of my new VW Jetta, swallowing the lip of the shore, blocking our path. There are so many teeth and tongues. We can hear more screams, but it isn't Mercedes or Spencer or Jag. It's a collection of screams, some old, some young. The screams weave in and out of each other. Another hand rises out of this horrific black hole.
It has a tattoo. Stronger things. Jackson. He's alive. Somehow. Being spit up out of this hellmouth covered in the most foul-smelling collection of elements imaginable. Even while puking from the smell and lifelong trauma, I can't help but think how tight he looks. He uses whatever strength he has and raises his arm toward my face. Oh my god. Is this going to be our first public makeout? His phone. It's in his hand. And then he says it. Selfie! Picture snap, followed by a gurgling noise. The ground begins to violently shake again. The beast is puking. Blood, guts, skin, hair, eyes, bones, phones, phones, phones? Oh my god, is that an iPhone 1? Trish grabs Jackson's legs and tells me to run. We drag Jax's body to the shore and collapse onto the ground. Trying to catch our breath, we hit the grass. I can feel something nearby. Something even worse than whatever hellscape resides in that low tide. Influencers. A long line of influencers. Standing behind us, mouths wide open, frozen, holding their phones, aimed right at us. I slowly stand up and walk toward the closest one. It's Chase. My backup hookup. Without lowering his cell phone, he just says, tight. I slowly lower his phone, take a beat, and then break his nose with my bloody fist. He falls to the ground and starts to cry. I pick up his cell phone and throw it back into the tide. We can see a baby mouth emerge from beneath the sand and begin to chew on the phone. I take a slight step forward. I can see this baby monster mouth spitting up the phone. Oh my god, I wonder, is that how Jackson escaped? Did it swallow his humongous I-27 cell phone and puke him up? I turn around to see another influencer videotaping me. Chaz, my third string backup hookup in case Jackson and Chase flaked. Out lowering his phone, he just says, super tight. I break his nose with my other bloody fist and then throw his cell phone into the tide. Only this time, nothing emerges below to claim it. The phone simply waits in the tide as red water pours over it. Oh no, I think. They're adapting. A wise voice speaks from nearby.
The tide is coming in.
Kyoko. Mercedes Masseuse. She was right, the tide was coming in. We stood there for a moment, watching the water cover up the nightmare we had witnessed that day. Our favorite little beach. The place we had come because it had always been so special. The most lava of lava. And now, it had descended towards a pathway to hell. How could some place this beautiful be so cruel? Trish finally stood up and hobbled over next to me. Then she said it.
Maybe we should stick to pool parties.
Sun blazing down, the deck is hot. Flip flop slapping, give it all you got. Cannonball splashing, laughter in the air. Sunglasses hiding wild days, who cares? Ain't no party. Puts a smile on your face.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. follow and listen to the Lazy Genius podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.